Turn it on, yo.
Hey.
Oh.
Los cornballes.
Oh, the shrimp.
Been a little while, but we're back. It is the big 5-0, and I can't fucking believe it. We're here on the Skimbo Lounge. It is episode 50, aka Intern Tasty's Quinceañera. And I am Engineer Tanner.
That's right, Tanner. I'm Alex, and this week we got a very special sponsor. There's an old man, some call him Old Man Mitch, and he lives up the river. He's been real dehydrated lately. He's just taken syrupy thick caramel peas. So what does he do? He keeps those in a bottle for 3 days sitting in the windowsill. And when it's done, and it's vaguely carbonated like kombucha, he gives it to all his friends to bottle and sell to millions. It's called Twisted Tea!
There it is.
And it's the sponsor this week. Twisted Tea. Good enough for me? Nope.
Get out of here, Dewey. What are y'all doing in here? It's called cocaine, and you don't want no part of this shit. Cocaine. What's it do? It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare. I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
There he is for the 90th time.
Thank you,
using
ladies and gentlemen.
Walk hard
all
quote.
Day, every day.
He doesn't just use walk hard as like a reserve to dip into. He goes for it as his first option almost all the time
yeah.
now.
I think you've done that one before.
We might have said something.
I might have. I don't know. I think you.
I don't know. There's four different times they burst into the bathroom and they're doing different shit.
All right. So you're just going with the same gag from the same movie.
Yeah, I got four choices. Who knows?
Narrow it down even more.
Hold on while I go rip a sink off the wall.
Okay, that's another great reference. All right. And back again. There he is.
Special guest, Tyler, on the pod.
And you got nothing?
No, nothing.
No bit.
No bit, man.
He's keeping with tradition. We got a bit. We got a bit we got to do. So before we get to this, a quick story about how I acquired these Twisted Teas.
This crate of them sitting like a fucking severed head in the middle of the table.
I got 2 12-pack bottles at Hannaford's on the way over here to the studio. And I was at the counter at Hannaford's. And first off, I walk into Hannaford's. One of my only 2 things I'm buying, 2 12s of Twisted Tea. I'm like, please, nobody I know see me. I like no teachers from high school, none of my parents' friends. Like, I'm just running through the laundry list in my head, like, please, nothing, none of these. Thankfully, no interaction needed. Went to the express checkout lane. People in front of me dropped 90-something bucks in the express lane. They did not have 14 items or less. It took them way too long to get through there. You drop that kind of money. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with people? It's the express lane.
What's up with that?
Ooh-wee. But anyway, so the girl, she checked that. She scanned both the Twisted Tees. She's going to place them on the spinny wheel thing that they have the bags on. And she doesn't just drop the box. It was all kind of in the motion that she like threw it down because it like slipped out of her hands and her hands were going down. So it just hit hard and it was loud and a bunch of glass bottles broke inside the box and it just started seeping out. And the girl's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, that's fine. I don't care. And then they're like, the manager comes over and they're like trying to use plastic bags to like wipe it out. But it's coming out of the box at a clip. They're not keeping up with it. So I had to walk back to the drink aisle and get another 12-pack box. But it was like God's way of saying, we're going to spare one person the Twisted Tea.
Just not us.
Yeah. By law, you have to drink these. But someone's going to be there, and they might have bought Twisted Teas, but instead they're going to buy, like, cider because they were out of Twisted Tea. It's one less box.
That's true. You never know what, like, chain of events that could set off. start drinking cider, you turn into a big Anglophile, you do, you know, ancestry DNA, you find out you're British. Changes your whole life.
Mm.
It's destiny.
Some poor soul's getting beat. Because no twisted.
Yeah, some like wife is beating her husband.
It's gonna happen.
Bam, afraid.
It was gonna happen with or without it.
All right.
Anger was gonna come.
Oh my god.
That message brought to you by Twisted Tea.
So, well,
I'm going to do this so the people at home can hear it.
It's like looking into the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh.
Tanner's a Nazi.
We're in.
Oh, that glue was really in there. Come on.
That's going to get by him. Oh, boy. I got the first one. Thanks.
One for you.
This one's for me.
One for you.
All right.
One for me. Crack them into your mic so everyone can hear the fun, satisfying sound.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I made much of
there's there's no real like fizz to it. I don't know.
Great stuff.
Oh, he's going for a sip without even being told.
Oh, see, yeah.
Got to warm up the palate.
That's why we bring him. That's why he's the resident. All right.
Yes.
My God.
So
we're going to do six songs that people picked. We're changing our tune.
Oh, boy.
That was a music joke, too. Cause
I like it.
Intern Tasty has my iPad in front of him with the songs that were suggested by people.
I've got it.
He's in control.
You think, is he going to come out slow? Is he going to pick, even though all these songs are brutal, is he going to come out slow? No, he's going to come straight out of the gates with something hot.
Can you, so we have to.
Something hot.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Oh, is it playing?
It has started.
All right, hit pause.
Nope.
Hit skip back. Start it over. I didn't have it turned up on the mixer. It's my bad.
That was a hard tease.
Oh, boy.
We know these taste like shit, right?
Yep.
You got it? Okay.
Like, is that lost on anyone? Like, these...
If you're not trouble, oh, look out.
Oh, man.
The tallies are about to begin.
What are we...
You know, I think it's every time they say shots.
They say it a lot.
You poor souls.
My heart is like beating out of my chest.
This is gonna get really crazy really fast. The hook is coming,
so
yo.
So glad I'm on the wagon.
Slow burn.
We can't just chug during the part where they say shot.
They pop individual drinks every time.
I don't know.
Someone's losing a tooth tonight, man.
So many, I couldn't even do this.
I was just chugging during the whole thing.
I like Tyler's conservative sip style. I got that too.
Whoa.
Sad.
It's a marathon, man.
Yeah, Tanner's not pacing himself.
The first third of the first song, that man's clean. That's inappropriate.
These taste like shit. They're disgusting.
Oh, here we go, boys.
Oh no, I was gonna say the wrong word.
Fuck.
Oh.
Lots of gin. And I'm ready for some shots. The women come around every time I'm pouring shots. Their panties hit the ground every time I give them shots. So cups in the air, everybody, let's take shots. If you feeling good, oh, get your God. Hands fuck in off. The air. And if you're trying to fuck, put your hands in the air. And I say I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. I'm
trying to fuck. Shots. Patron's on the rocks and I'm ready for some shots.
Oh, yeah.
The women come around every time I'm pouring shots. Their panties hit the ground every time I give them shots. So cuffs in the air, everybody, let's take shots.
That's fucked up.
Let's go.
I would like to stop it, but I don't know if they say it anymore.
They
say, might be
they say
merciful.
At the end, they just go, shots.
You never know.
Shots, 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 shots.
Nope. Oh, all right, we're clear.
We made it.
We're clear.
We lived.
My God, it's quite a few.
You did tallies, but you didn't do the slash through them, so you can't tell every five?
Yeah, no, I didn't have time. I didn't have time to go backwards and then.
Damn it.
Well, that sucked.
Tanner already threw one.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Well done.
Oh.
You
are disgusting.
Really, yeah. Coming out of the gate strong. I like it.
Yeah, that's topical. We're recording this on not only Cinco de Mayo, but the Kentucky Derby Day.
Derby Day.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of white trash we are, but we're white trash.
Getting twisted on a Saturday. Hey, this one, Patrick... Tim, John, and Cody from Rochester, New York. They got their picture on the bottle on mine.
I got Samantha, Ashley, Leslie, Jordan, and Matthew from Aurora, Colorado. So shout out.
Damn. What about you?
I've got Kara and Trista from Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania. And in the photograph, they're both wearing Twisted Tea dresses.
I heard those two were big time bitches.
These people got a Twisted Tea cornhole on.
That's what Becky told me. Damn. And I personally don't trust Becky.
You realize we could probably get on the Twisted Tea bottle if we took a picture of what's happening right here and like sent them the story. I was like, we podcasted to your shitty product.
They wouldn't want to publicize that.
They would.
If we sent it to, they would say, do not try this at home.
Yes. Please do not associate.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. But if we sent it to them out of context of us with all the bottles later,
that's true.
Yeah.
You guys, but I got 78 over here. That's a lot of sippies.
Well, I'm holding mine so that it gets warm as piss.
As it should be.
I get the real experience.
You don't want to drink it when it's too cold. Hurt your teeth.
You don't want to drink it.
Also true.
Yep.
All right.
Was fucking brutal.
I forgot to set the timer on my phone for the 10-minute interval, so let's say
it's been 10 minutes.
It's been about 4 minutes.
Yeah. See, Tyler is right. It's been 10.
No,
minutes.
No.
It has.
We have no way of knowing.
Yeah, I know that it wasn't 10 minutes, but I don't know exactly what time it was, but I know it's not 10 minutes.
Time is a concept, man.
Yeah. It's
a flat circle.
We're only bound to it by gravity.
All right.
The one guy drinking the Twisted Tea casually. Like that song ended, Kosh and I put ours down. Like, nope.
He doesn't give a fuck. Yeah.
I wish your parents had left your dad's truck here. Because we could have got a tarp. And we could have filled the back with water, like I've seen on the Twisted Tea commercial.
Oh, my God.
You know, living a little twisted.
Pod from the Twisted Truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then we get electrocuted.
We got a hell of a way to cap it off.
In true Twisted Tea fashion.
Put this on your label.
We got to do that, guys. We got to chill out here. Get his truck filled
up. He'd murder you.
No, he'd be fine. And... just wait for him to come home. And what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
He would not care. Right.
I watched your dad come home as you were picking pieces of broken glass out of your neighbor's window.
Damn, that was forever ago, and that's back when he got furious.
See,
now he just dents his truck and goes, "Oh boy." And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is bullshit. He used to get animated about this, and now he just doesn't care.
Gets
a truck, has it for not even 2 years now, and it's got damn near, if not 30,000 miles on it.
I don't...
It's too many damn miles.
I don't think he's going to want to come home and see four adult men who are not exactly small sitting in the back of a truck that's full of water
fine.
Together.
It'll be fine. We'll be weightless in the water.
Okay. All right. What is this fucking that's amateur science day? We got Time Guy. We
ain't nothing amateur about it. Time is a flat circle.
And you, again, you did that, and you pointed to emphasize with the bottle of Twisted Tea, no and then you see. Sipped. Yes,
I thought did. The goal was
this
to drink
man's
Twisted
winning.
Tea.
Ah. He's doing nothing but winning. Right
Justify
now.
Won the Kentucky Derby. I didn't know any of the horses' names this no. year.
Is that a horse?
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, you'd be pissed if it was like a cat.
Yeah.
Cat won, fucking cat won the Kentucky Derby this year.
They God. Shouldn't be allowed in. They're different.
Ever since the pug with the little rodeo clown attachment on his back that you see in all the viral videos fucking won. Any asshole thinks they can win the Kentucky Derby.
The costume's absurd.
What's next, a chinchilla?
Oh, sweet chinchillas.
Mitch wanted a chinchilla so bad so when bad. He was younger.
They suck.
Could have got one. Oh, you suck.
Whoa! They suck. They're calm mean. Down. No, they're pissed off.
They're not
cuddly
all
at all.
Pissed off. Some of them are. Some of them aren't. You'd be mad a lot of you'd be mad too if you were hunted down to be made into coats.
And taking baths in dust.
Who's making
Yeah, who's making chinchilla coats?
Chinchilla?
People.
People do that.
People. Yeah.
Yep.
But they're like tiny.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why it takes like 1,000 of them to make one
Jesus
coat.
Jesus Christ.
That doesn't seem worth it.
It's
like
not.
You sell the coat for a lot of money though.
Oh, they're so soft.
Wait a minute.
This guy owns
wait,
a chinchilla coat.
Or the chinchilla?
I don't know. I've never touched one.
Okay,
so
okay,
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay.
A chinchilla?
I would imagine. They're
soft, and then you're just dirty and greasy after you touch it. Because yeah. they have like those weird grease glands
you
in their skin.
You have a weird grease gland.
Oh, my God.
I yeah. do. I drag
What's
it on the floor like a dog.
One of our old buddies had a pug that had that problem. Remember the damp pug? Ken had it.
What?
Damp pug.
The sweat gland. It had
oh
like a gland
God.
Problem. It was a damp pug.
So he would just drag his ass on the carpet?
Well, among other things, yeah. But it was just like a greasy. Like when you like pet him, it was like squee. Like you're like, oh wow. I'm petting the dog version of Danny Zuko right now.
Cindy.
Cindy.
And I'll tell you what, that pug sure does do a great version of Sandy.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Stranded at the drive-in.
Really, someone just abandoned their pug at a drive-in.
All right. We're getting close, Mitch.
It's about a minute. I'm very nervous.
Yeah, we got the bad one out of the way.
Did we?
If we get Roxanne, what are we going to split off into?
What do you mean?
Because there's people split off into either when they say Roxanne or when they say put on the red light.
Yeah, because it's only like a one time difference.
We should flip a coin 3 times.
All right. You got a coin? I got a bottle cap. It's a little twisted.
That's not regulation.
Hey, yeah, just the way
definitely
like
not
it.
Reg.
Okay. I'll
take put on the red light. I'll take put on the red light.
Oh, he's just
you
calling
don't get
it.
To choose.
He's just calling a shot.
Okay, fuck
the
it.
Universe decides.
Yeah. All right.
Now
what,
I want it.
What are we?
My hopes are up. Don't disappoint me.
Is heads should be?
Yeah. What are we establishing?
Heads should be Roxanne. Tails should be put on the red light.
Sure.
So what's he got?
Tails.
So it, put, it worked
put
out.
On the red light
guy.
Ball don't lie.
Woo.
Tails for me.
No, it's
heads.
Oh, there's the timer.
Head, so I got
so
Roxanne.
You got Roxanne.
Oof.
And I've got
Tails.
Put on the red light.
Now, I still have to drink the other Roxanne's. It's only when we've got the duels that I take put on the red light.
No. It's only when they say that line.
I don't have to drink for every Roxanne.
No. We drink for every Roxanne. You drink for... No, sorry. Yeah, we drink for every put on the red light. He drinks for every Roxanne.
Wow. We don't do any of them in this song. Okay.
We don't do any of the Roxanne's.
Okay.
All right, so that's
game changer.
That's determined.
I'm gonna
now,
preemptively need another one of these bad all right. boys.
Here we go.
Pass that Dutch.
So it's Mitch's pick. Yeah, can you put?
Wait,
our
did we
down?
Get Roxanne?
No. I just wanted to get that.
What?
Out.
What? I thought we had it.
I was so ready for.
Oh
it.
Man!
It's, in the end, it's his pick. He can pick Roxanne.
Okay.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
Okay. Fine.
All right. Here he comes. He's scrolling.
What is this at the bottom? Recommended songs.
Not songs on the playlist.
Okay. All
right. Go somewhere else, man.
That you. Oh, my God. I'm beginning to think your 70-something is fishy on...
What? How dare you? Oh no, I've messed up.
Oh no.
No, he did it.
After all that.
All that. Good. For this.
All right. It's going to be a lot of chugging in this one.
Yeah. Yep.
Roxanne. See ya. You don't
have to put on the red. Yep. There we go.
There's that. You don't have to wear that dress tonight.
Saved it.
Fucker. Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right. Roxanne. Oh, let me just keep it tally again.
Wow.
She's going to have to put on that red light if she doesn't get me my breakfast.
I'm really sad that I'm going to hate this song after this.
You were ready to put one down.
I've been having brain farts all day. I wanted to sip of my coffee and I went to put a mark down. It's like, what am I doing?
Love these guys though.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay. Get ready for round two.
Oh, fuck. 3, 4, 5.
Missed a couple for sure. Make it stop.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to be like Pavlov's dog every time I hear Roxanne. Just my arm's just going to...
Hey. Oh!
Hey.
Sorry.
I remember the timer this
time.
We
get a break.
Yeah, so I...
That's the sound of two down for me.
I think from here on, with the rest of the songs, I think at the end, you guys should guess... how many drinks you think you were supposed to have taken.
Okay. Why?
Cause I don't know.
We'll do it.
Then it makes me just for keeping kicks, track man. Of them more fun.
Oh, so you just want a means to an end for you.
If you want to have fun, why don't you drink some twisted tea?
Yeah, get twisted. I will guess that there are...
Didn't we look it up before?
Maybe. Do you think I fucking remember right now? Now I'm trying to think about it. 56. 56 put on the red lights.
56?
I'm guessing 56.
I'm going to say 32.
Ugh, gross. Not your guess, that burp.
No, no, I figured.
I think there were like 500 Roxanne's.
32. So your guess is 500?
Yeah. No.
Are you sure?
Like 40.
He said 40.
40?
All right. The bean counters are working behind the scenes.
We have the right man for the job.
No, I'm saying this drinking this stuff sucks.
It's fucking awful.
See, I'm getting 27. Whoa. But I think there was 28 Roxanne's.
There was. Roxanne's. There was. It's even the whole time except for that one verse in the second time through the first verse. You don't have to wear that dress tonight.
He throws an extra. Put on the red light in there at one point. Maybe.
So maybe they get ahead in the Roxanne's and the verses, and then they get, all right.
But yeah, it's very...
It was 27, you said?
Yep. Yep. So the closest was Catch.
All right.
Wow. All
right.
Does he get to award a drink to somebody since he got it right?
Yeah, well, you guys are drinking. You make the rules.
I like that.
Yeah. A little game within a game?
Yeah, sure.
Or the losers have to drink. How about that? Make it more extreme.
Sure.
Extreme.
Losers drink.
Losers drink.
That's better.
Nacho extreme. Clink.
Drink
Nacho.
Immunity.
You're on Twisted Tea Survivor.
We won't survive. That's the twist. I had something to say and I lost it because I'm just marinating in this fucking piss water.
It's like making, it makes me feel bad. On the insides.
It's making me dumber.
Yeah, I don't get this. Why do people drink this? Why do people drink this?
What do you think the name of the woman on my Twisted Tea bottles is?
Charlene.
Deborah.
It's Roxanne.
Whoa.
It's not, but wouldn't have been awesome.
Fucking A.
It's Janine from Paola, Pennsylvania.
Another Paola piece. Stick to your Paola piece.
I got Hannah B. from Trillium Lake, Oregon. She's on like a... inflatable donut in the lake, dude.
I've got Crystal A from Monton, Pennsylvania. She's underwater.
What?
With two empty Twisted Tea bottles. And then on this one, I have Joseph and Patrick from Hamlin, New York. And they're out. They're playing golf, and they have they're holding their irons out, Mitch.
Oh, so the face is up. Pose. Classic.
And they have the Twisted Tea large cans perched on their clubs.
They just should be kicked off the course now.
No, I was waiting. I was like, he's going to... Off the course. Because once I was like, oh, no, they're golf clubs. They're golf clubs.
Yep. That's a move. That's not something I'd want to be caught doing. But,
rip them. Get them out of there.
Kill them.
Revoke their license.
Yep.
Their golf license.
Oh, Christ.
Guess what? You wanted us to keep track of your handicap? You wanted a gin card? No more.
No more
gin. We will not provide it.
Oh, that was a rip.
You gotta let that thing out.
Oh my god, dude.
You'll die.
It's like making me sleepy and like shaky at the same time. What is this stuff?
Dude, I'm telling you, I feel stupid. Yeah.
I gorged myself last week because I hadn't eaten all day. And then I had Schneider's pretzels with the onion mustard ones.
I think it's just Snyder's because there's no
I don't know. Shut up. I have no idea. I don't care. Schneider's.
We have a superior pretzel product, yeah.
So, I put some crushed up Schneider's on my ice cream.
So, on my Häagen-Dazs.
Oh, they have the sweet and saucy pieces.
You know, you get the sweet, you get the salty.
So then, yeah. And we had ordered food. We, me and the Mocha had ordered some pizza. And a meatloaf sandwich.
Describe to me this meatloaf sandwich.
This is a sandwich that had a big slice of meatloaf in between it.
Wow.
Anyway.
You are a riverboat gambler.
Piece of bread.
I know. Okay.
It's a steak sandwich. They take the whole steak, they put some bread on it, eat it like a sandwich.
Oh, here you go.
Got some coffee, and my God, they had some. I wasn't going to do it. I shouldn't have done it. I got some flaming hot Funyuns.
I didn't know those existed.
Yeah, me neither. And then I was like, I went to walk away and I physically said, I mentally and physically turned back around and said, I can't walk away from this.
It and stopped then, you in your tracks.
So then I ate and then I felt like shit and I vomited.
Jesus. Wait, did you eat the meatloaf sandwich? Was it meatloaf sandwich, pizza, and the Funyuns and the Snyders?
Everything.
The Schneiders put you over the edge, bro.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, that was foolish.
We ate so much food in the calf yesterday, I thought that I was going to throw up.
Yeah, I saw your big bowl of little crackers, and I was like, why?
No, those weren't just crackers. That was clam chowder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it was buttered noodles, pieces of pepperoni, and oyster crackers.
No,
I couldn't see any soup, so I was like, that is a large bowl of crackers. No. Is he throwing? And there was one.
Spoon.
I dissected this picture for all of 30 seconds. There was one cracker that had fallen into his cottage cheese.
He's right. It was
and
like
I
on
thought,
the side.
I thought this maniac's putting crackers into his fucking cottage cheese. What is he doing?
Yeah, just one, though.
Wiling out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, well, they had a fish sandwich, and then they had an open-faced turkey with mashed taters, but I didn't see that until after I already got the fish sandwich.
Oof.
And I already got a little salad, and I already had some cottage cheese, and I already had the chowder, so that's how you get a...
Are we talking about food anymore?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my bad.
Threw the brakes on.
Yeah, what... What else would I be talking about?
I don't know. Back to the songs, Frank.
Nope. We still have a little bit of time.
Okay.
We have 2 minutes and 12 seconds of respite.
We earned that.
R&R. So you're keeping track of how many that we've done, right? We've only done two. Oh, my fucking God.
Can I get out of this if I agree to get in a sleeping bag and let you guys work me over with phone books?
Nope. Nope. What say you?
That doesn't sound fun.
You got to eat Tanner's butt.
But no!
You got to eat his booty.
Erroneous.
No, no.
Really laying it all out there.
Yeah.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Wow.
Did you see? God, those sandwiches. They smell good.
What?
Just, we didn't transition far enough away from Tanner's butthole. Yeah. That smells good, y'all.
G.I. Joe.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
It's going to be really random. Oh!
I don't know what's happening right now.
I feel
now.
Like I'm in Kung Pao Enter the Fist. Like.
Are you just throwing different references at us?
Yeah, they were all the G.I. Joe references right there.
Oh, what? G.I. Joe, the movie?
No, no, they the old cartoon. They dub they dub over these little shorts on.
Oh, so it's the comedic redub of the old G.I. Joe animated series?
It's three levels removed from anything I would have seen.
Yeah. Tyler
the movie,
knew what I was talking
the show,
about.
A dub of the show. Yeah. Tyler, did you know what he was talking about? I knew. Yeah. I suspected not.
Don't play it. Don't play it. Nope. Don't. You don't
we
get
got a
chance.
Song coming up
no.
soon.
Also, he doesn't get a chance to redeem himself for that. song be damned. Song Come be on. Fucking damned.
I'm playing Porchuk's. I can't say it. I'm playing it after this.
No.
If you can't say it, you can't play it.
Ooh.
Pork chop sandwiches.
You need to get it right that first
Pork
time.
Chop city. All right, 15 seconds, Mitch. Cue us up one.
What's it going to be?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I am a feeling of dread every time.
Suck. I live in fear.
Well, we're going down south.
Oh.
Somebody call the vets because we need a lot of vaccines for these animals. It's about to get wild up in here.
Oh.
I think it's every time they say
So we're at like six already.
All right, we got a second.
A strong start. The D.I.O.
You're the D.I.O. I have the CD still.
You're the D.I.O.
And the girls respond to the call. Hear a woman shout out. Who let the dogs out? 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 I see the young people had a falcon. Billy Bongas get out. Get back, Ruffy. Bash, Ruffy. Get back, you flea.
Damn you, Baha, man.
I remember being our class at Bear City had to watch People come into our classroom.
Anybody else need one?
Put this CD into one of those crappy computers and then watch them
sorry.
Dance to this.
Why are we doing this? They can't even see us drink all of these. What's the payoff for the listener to know that we did it?
I don't know.
Are we going to take pictures and post them? We have to,
sure,
I guess.
Yeah.
Probably should.
Will your hall in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
There's one.
There's another.
This is getting hard.
What about the second song? You got it. You all that? Second song on this album?
I never listened to any other song.
No way, man.
I got to that one. I listened to the top two. That was it. All right, boys. Good night. No!
Oh, fade the fuck out! Fade out!
How does it keep tasting worse over time?
Coach your fucking tongue!
Oh my God! Good Lord, boys, that is awful. That is just brutal.
These things are fucking absolutely fucking brutal to drink.
You just gotta numb your mind to it.
When you have a tear like that, you let the dogs in. You just gotta keep going. You do become numb to it.
You just gotta breathe out the nose.
It tastes like sucking on a big penny.
Yeah, the aftertaste is terrible. And you said it right; it coats your tongue.
Yeah, it just sits there, man.
God, dude.
All right. Our bean counter's adding it up. I'm going to go ahead and guess first. I'm going to say that was like 73. I want to go get the other box. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say life's too short to bet the under. You said what?
73.
I'm going to say 74.
I'm going to say 75.
You son of a bitch!
Classic.
Oh, man. Gamesmanship. Here on Family Game Night.
It's Family Game Night on Eskimo Lions.
On TBS.
We're wasted.
Again. Oh, he's just refilling.
Like, I'm not yet, but I know that when these eventually, like, hit the apex of what they're going to do to me, I'm going to...
How many are we doing? Are we doing six?
I guess
six
so.
Songs, I think.
So
yeah,
we're halfway.
Correct.
We're halfway.
We're halfway?
We did
We've
six
done
songs.
Three songs.
Three songs. Three songs.
Yeah, listen to those there.
Who did let the dogs out?
I don't think we ever figured it out.
This is not
is it a cover up
what I Bahama? Wanted to do with my life.
No.
Well, you're doing it.
I always wanted to make people laugh, but now I'm thinking, what's the cost?
At what cost?
I'm already the guy that the girl spiked the twisted tea at Hannaford, so literally everybody in all the checkout lines looked over and saw me in my braggy Patriots t-shirt and my yacht shorts buying 2 12s of twisted tea.
You'll never guess what I saw Tanner Acebo doing in
I
the
saw
Hannaford.
That young man, you know, I think he was in your second grade class, sweetie. Yeah, he was a prick back then. No wonder he's drinking twisted tea.
He had it coming. I think he was doing it to be an iconoclast. The twisted teas he was going to just dump out anyway.
Yes. I was going to free them.
These fair trade organic twisted teas.
He's going to open up the box and set them free in Stevens Branch. Return to your home.
I want no more of this.
Well, it's coming. Too bad. We're halfway there. We're living on a prayer. Mitch, what's going on over there? We can only riff for so long.
I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
You're supposed to be leading this ship.
We can move on to an actual topic after this.
Yeah.
But time's limited.
The inmates are running the asylum. 7 minutes we have.
Time's so limited.
Oh, fuck it. It's fucking gross.
This is like, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is harder than becoming a Marine.
Yeah. Coast Guard, got nothing on this.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
I can't even swim and I'm doing this.
Guesses, gentlemen. Guesses.
We made them. Right?
Oh, I was not listening.
Oh, my God. I said 73, because then you said 74, and you said 75. Yeah.
You said 74, Cash?
Yep.
Oh, wow, really? God. You guys all went for it, but...
Oh, no.
All of you are more than 50% wrong, because it is... Yeah, I might have been wrong there. No, I wasn't. It's 161.
What? No. 161 times?
Yep. That's a lot, man.
Holy shit.
Most of the dogs come in series of sixes, and there's a...
It's who's.
Who?
They're called
who?
They're called packs of dogs.
Yeah,
sixes.
When all said and done, my tallies came up to 23 times 7. That which took a while for me to do because I blasted.
All right. So okay.
All right, winner, winner. I win.
He wins. So I we win. Both you have guys to drink.
All right. Chin chin.
Mm.
I think you all lost.
I was closest.
Yeah.
But we do.
But he did. I he won. The grand prize.
Yeah.
Something, something, dark side. Something.
Play on the Dark Side by John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Oh, no. It's Steamy Nicks. Those poor britches.
I'm in physical pain.
I'm on the dark side.
My stomach hurts a lot.
These are just like, they're dense. They're like drinking a fucking thing of concrete.
False.
The density in your fucking...
Spoken by a true concrete drinker.
True.
Listen, I ate enough paint chips to know.
False.
I really don't want to keep doing
that. I don't either. I'm just like... paralyzed by fear at this point.
We're doing it. For like 8 people listen to this, I'm gonna find you all and beat you up.
Guys,
did you see the listenership for the last one? Like 22.
Woo!
Best decision. You
shout out to those 22.
You guys can make right now. The one's not feeling good. Boot and rally.
I don't have to puke, man. You know me. If I needed to, it I'd be taken care of by now.
Quietly, with class.
Yeah, and dignity.
With dignity.
In an alley.
maybe. It happened once.
Couple times.
No, only once in the alley. Sometimes you got to take a little snooze, too.
In the alley.
In said alley.
Alley snoozer.
You could have got abducted.
No, I'm pretty sure I was in the vicinity leaning against the outside of a building waiting for him to come back.
I remember playing Mario Party one time. And those damn aliens came over and took me. And I said, instead of saying abducted, I went, oh, no, I got adopted.
That's classic Abraham wordplay.
It's just top notch, man.
It's the best.
The best.
I just know that, five people are going to listen to this halfway through. They probably stopped by now.
I mean, the music choice alone is brilliant.
And they have themselves to thank for that because they gave us the ideas. This fuckers. Is
like listening to just a music radio station.
One of those music radio stations, you say.
On the FM?
Yeah.
Oh, the dial broke off my radio.
Honey, get the tape out. Tape that antenna to the side of the wall, that antennae.
7 p.m., everyone around the radio.
It's time for Little Orphan Annie.
Life sucks back then.
Yeah, it's time for Life Sucks Radio. Oh, man, I am really hurting.
This is Life Sucks Radio right here. I wish we had a topic ready to roll, but I just have nothing but darkness inside of my fucking...
We have 2 minutes and 25 seconds to kill.
I tell you what, I tell you what, I'm always in the mood for more burgers, but no more. I have cooked too many burgers in one day.
He's reached his limit.
So many burgers.
Can we divulge what that is? That's a callback if you want to divulge it.
What?
Where are you cooking the burgers at?
Yeah. T-Road. Oh. Nation site of excitement.
Mitch has infiltrated the kitchen, and now we're going to make sure that those goddamn fries are fully cooked.
Yeah. Yeah, up until a few weeks ago, today, I asked the kid, I said, what's that? I don't even know what the pay is here. And when he told me...
Mitch, staunch negotiator. Hey, I'll come work for you. No talk of the money.
When he told me, I said, oh, wow, that's the same thing I was getting paid 3 weeks ago at my other job.
Yeah, good right. stuff. Thrilling.
So isn't that nice? Think about that.
You're making good money there?
Would have been the same as our place of employment up until a couple weeks ago.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're saying. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Until a couple weeks ago.
You're making as much at your...
Some of us got like pay bumps.
Oh, well, that must have been nice.
That sounds cool.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was to bring up all like the lowest people to like closer to, where the other lowest to, people are.
It's well, yeah.
And then they put it out for the custodials that they got put up to a certain amount, and then they took it down.
Oh my god!
They said no, that was a misprint. drop it a quarter.
Wow.
We can't afford to pay this much money to clean up shit. We just can't. We just can't justify it. Kids vomiting? No, we just can't justify it.
I still cannot believe. Out back in that dorm, that poor janitor just outside cleaning up. Hope bottle tossed out the window. Concussion. Smashed glass over her head.
Oh. Did someone do that on purpose, or was it
that,
just...
That is the question. The question. We don't know if they threw it at her on purpose or just tossed it out the window all willy-nilly. I'm going to guess it was on purpose.
I don't know, man.
Wow.
That's fucking...
Oh, uh-oh. Well, we can get back to the bottle breaker later.
The penance of hell.
Oh, for fuck's sake, who's chucking the glass bottles at the janitor lady?
You're about
I'm
to
gonna
be.
I'm going
to
need another one.
Oh, this is
What's
bad.
Next?
Like that? I'm sorry, I keep laughing at that. It's really not, like,
it's
funny.
So bad.
It's not. It's awful. Terrible. But
the visual... Oh, yeah, I know what this is.
Oh.
Every time they say Fernando.
I don't like this song.
I don't even know what the hell it is.
About to like it a lot less.
This is going to be more mellow.
Oh.
This is going to be more mellow. This isn't going to be that many.
Okay. Can you hear the
drums, Fernando? All right, wait, there's
one.
There's
one.
I think they say it a lot. I remember long ago another
starry night like this. Fernando.
Oh. Wise ass.
Is this the song that he roller thingy does in That 70s Show?
I think so.
The roller derby? The roller disco?
Fernando. They were close enough, Fernando. Okay. All right. Okay. Every hour, every
minute seemed to last eternally. I'd have a hard time Fernando. Trying to fuck to this song.
I think anybody would.
It's not on many people's fuck lists.
I wouldn't. Please let me make love to you,
Tyler,
while Fernando.
No
please.
Problem. He just said.
Ain't no thing.
There it is. See, it's not that bad.
Twisted Team.
Fernando. We never thought that we could lose until we played this game. The picture on my bottle is a wedding. And no. They're all holding. Yep.
Derek and Nikki's win.
Get a little twisted.
Get her dunning.
Meantime, there's a Fernando in there. Fernando's a fighter. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? God damn it. Do you still recall the
fateful night we crossed the Rio Grande? Oh, they're sneaking in.
Yeah, ABBA, the four white Swedes are sneaking into America from the Mexican border.
Fernando. That's what they're saying, damn. They were shining.
Mitch, you gotta be taking some pictures of us.
You're gonna wanna document this.
Asbestos.
I'd rather drink that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, take back what I said earlier.
This was in no way soft or whatever you called it.
Fernando.
One more time.
Oh no, we gotta sneak one in.
They get one more in.
Those motherfuckers!
Those fucking motherfuckers.
Whoa!
Mitch again with the fuck up.
Premature.
That's not. Who knows? I might not even play that.
Starting to really suck.
No, I know. I'm saying you're exposing what the mystery songs are to the listener.
Yes, sorry.
That's
sorry,
two now. That
yeah. Yeah. Two now that you've played and have not played after.
New rule.
Okay, can we make our guess first or now? What's the year gonna be?
You want to bet the money before he changes the
you
rule?
Hit that, uh-huh. You hit that. You hit that sucker on the head.
Oh boy.
You give out a T.
A what?
You give out a T.
So if
a
you
tea?
Guess the exact number, you can give out an entire T.
Yeah.
That must be consumed at that moment.
Yes.
Oh my.
You're a
God.
Savage. I love it.
Do you have straws here?
I think so.
I don't know.
With
the bendy neck?
Maybe.
Come on.
Nobody get it right, please. I'm not going to try to get it right.
There weren't many.
This is the it's got to be the easiest one to get done.
Wow.
If you had paid attention.
I did. Yeah,
which I'm not when I'm my tongue is trying to leave my mouth.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
I'm going to guess 24.
I'm going to say 18.
21.
You really have to write all those down? You can't just look at what your number is and then quickly assess?
How dare you? How dare you? I'm doing this for you.
Okay, thank you.
We're doing it for you, boy, not doing it for me.
16.
Whoa.
Well, thank you, boys. Drink up. It's good for your health. You're going to have black stool tomorrow. That's
We're going to have no stool at all. Our intestines
stool.
Are going to dry up. No, no stool. Yeah, just man. Fucking dead from the waist down.
No! Stool! Till Brooklyn!
That's what you say when you're on the on a bus on like a hockey trip and you're playing in Brooklyn. Nobody's shit on the bus!
That was me heading to Brooklyn a couple weeks ago. I'm like, ooh, don't I better find a bathroom
it.
In Brooklyn.
All right. We have 7 minutes and 45 seconds for Mitch to continue what he was leaving us with last time.
Well, I mean, she suffered a concussion and had to take a week off of work. Then the last year, she was on the Beltline and someone ran her off the road.
Wow. A history of bad luck.
What the fuck?
And maybe it was the same person.
Yeah,
I think she said... I don't know why, but she honked at them, and then the person ran them off the road.
Oh my God! It wasn't just like bad driving. Someone
it was
ran her
it was
off
retaliatory.
The road.
Yeah, it was a retaliatory maneuver.
Just from a honk.
Who honked at me?
Hey there, Candy Cane.
Candy Cane.
This is Rusty Nail.
Well, Joyride reference for you bitches.
Oh, yes. Steve, whatever the hell his name is.
Paul Walker, Steve Zahn, yep. And was the girl Lily Sobieski? Yeah, let's fucking go. And the Candy Cane.
They tried to make Lily Sobieski happen for a while there.
Yeah, it didn't work. That's the one where Steve Zahn gets stabbed through the leg, right? When the truck, like, smashes into him and he's got, like, a thing through his leg.
Oh, yeah, the rebar?
Yeah, yep. The rebar.
That goes part is brutal.
Sticks him to the fence.
That's high-quality violence right there.
He had to go on that joyride.
He just had to try to get that horny trucker angry, didn't you?
Yeah, they had to go on the CB radio and mess around with it.
Hey there, Candy Cane.
All right, I have to pee. I'm taking a sabbatical.
That's fine. We're going to talk about Joyride. Son of a bitch. There's a second one, and I don't know what
happened.
There's
probably many of them. It's probably direct to DVD.
Did they ever figure out who it is? Did they kill him? Was it old man Winters trying to save his farm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
It was probably the same guy from Jeepers Creepers.
No.
And they can make twice as much money because they just use the same killer in both
movies. I don't know how they brought him back for the third one.
The third Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah.
I think they went back in time. To like, remember that time in the 70s?
Prequel. Yeah. Yeah.
We were smoking funny things. And, yeah.
Sons of bitches.
I've only seen the first one. And part of the second one.
It was creepy.
The first one was creepy.
Yeah. The second one, weird as hell. Not great. Not a good movie. Yeah. But
Tyler, you seen the Jeepers Creepers movies?
No.
You know, classic bunch of death. This the second one involves a school bus.
Oh, yeah, the cheerleaders are getting picked off one by one or whatever it was.
No, I don't fuck with scary movies.
At all?
No.
Not even
why? Like I just don't get it.
That's fair.
Like, I'm trying to have a good time. Like, I'm just trying to watch a movie and, like, be in a good mood.
And I'm not trying to be scared.
Oh, great, I watched this movie now. I can't sleep with the light off for a week.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
No.
That was the one movie that made me sleep with the lights on for like 2 weeks.
I don't fuck with it, man. No.
It did it.
Nuh-uh.
You guys talking about spookies?
How was your piss?
Good.
Liquid?
Was it brown? Still? Was it the same color as what we drank?
Was it twisted tea?
It was definitely twisted.
You pissed straight twisted?
Was it pisted pee?
Twisted pee?
I don't like this anymore.
No.
This game isn't fun.
It was fun in theory.
Welcome.
And it was fun.
To the Descent.
Now that movie is a fucked up movie.
Another one.
Yeah.
Because they hit you with a massive claustrophobia. They're trapped underground and they're crawling through like tiny spaces. Oh my God, I'm getting like sick thinking about it.
Yeah, see,
they're crawling through like tiny spaces underground and then they start getting eaten alive. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, Moke and I were laughing because we were drinking.
Wait, did you... When you say you and Mocha were drinking, was this the same meatloaf sandwich night?
No.
Are you still on the wagon?
When we watched The Descent.
Okay. Oh, okay.
When The Descent came out.
The Descent. Those creepy crawlies. What are we doing on the time? Is it close?
3 minutes and 20 seconds.
What are we doing on the time? Nothing.
So, Tyler.
This is bad.
What's up?
This is very bad. What hip-hop, R&B, and rap do you have on vinyl? Let's hear some selections.
I got a lot of Kanye West.
I like it.
Who has become indefensible with his actions lately. I have a lot of Kendrick Lamar.
Nice.
I got the big three from Kendrick. I'm drawing a blank, man.
Got Gambino, right?
Got some Gambino. Awaken My Love by Childish Gambino.
That one's so good.
Which is the funk, dude.
Oh, it's so fucking good. Have you listened to it yet, Tanner?
I have not.
Fuck you, man.
I love that album.
I'm sorry.
And then we went and saw Get Out in theaters. And they play Redbone at the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
It just slaps. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the best movie ever. And it was.
Fucking good.
It fucking was.
Yeah, I just watched it for the first time.
It's a great movie.
It was fun watching it like a second time. That was the second time I've seen it.
It's fucking incredible. It's more brilliant than I thought it could ever be.
Fucking Peele, dude.
It's Jordan crazy. Peele. It's scary as fuck. And it's funny.
And it's fucked up. Like, and it's original.
And it's
like,
just it's well done,
it's
dude.
Yeah, but it's so pro. Like, it's perfect. It's a perfect movie. Straight up perfect.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
I rescind my earlier statements about Shape of Water being the most deserving Best Picture winner.
Wow.
After I saw that, I was like, that's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Like, that's a top five movie that I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get Out is top five?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's really good.
It's incredible.
It's, yeah.
Are you listening, Academy?
Yeah, re-gift it.
Yeah. Come on, it's not too late. I'm sure Guillermo del Toro hasn't done anything weird.
He hasn't put it up his butthole yet.
Are you kidding me? That's the first thing I did. I dipped it in cocaine and stuck it right up my butt.
Barely made it to the parking lot.
People can stare. That's fine.
55 seconds.
Oh, Jesus.
What's the next song?
Let's all say one thing we're grateful for, and then we'll go. I'll be grateful for when this is done.
Oh, man. Grateful for Twisted D.
Are you?
No. I'm grateful for our wonderful listeners who support us and made us drink this stuff and listen to these fucking songs.
This is your fault, listeners.
Sorry, I still love you guys, all three of you that are left.
What about you, Mitch?
I'd like to celebrate stuffing.
Whoa.
Stuffing Tanner's ass.
Whoa.
With digits.
Whoa.
And vegetables.
Oh!
Well, let's get to those songs, huh?
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
We still got like 20 seconds, don't we?
Oh!
Oh, fuck. Too bad 12 people are going to hear that.
Check.
I hate everything.
This is about to suck.
Yeah. Ah. Let me fired up, brother. Run through this wall.
It's every time they say thunder.
Tanner once lost his voice singing this song up on Mocha's porch, in character.
That is now, a fun fact.
When they say thunder and thunderstruck too, or is that a different word?
You been thunderstruck.
I think it's still thunder.
Anytime you hear thunder in any way,
the commission.
I don't know,
Commissioner Mitch. What do you think?
There's one.
It's just thunder.
Okay. Damn it.
Then again, you can't say thunderstruck without thunder.
Get a break.
Official ruling, thunderstruck, we drink her one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been what?
I think we get a respite for a little while. Thank God for this break. But now we're going to be in piss land again.
Uh-oh.
anyone else worried about the possibility of a diabetic coma?
Well, now I am.
It's a very real concern of mine.
I fucking hate everything. Why?
This is us at our lowest low.
Fuck.
Whoa.
It's alright.
We are not fine.
It's like drinking turpentine, man.
That wasn't cool.
We have one left, right?
Correct.
God damn. It's been a while since we checked in with any of the people on our bottles, I think. And I've got a couple characters here.
Tell me about them.
Okay, well, first I've got Lindsay and Amy from St. Thomas. You guessed it. Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
that's three Pennsylvanias in a row.
A lot of Pennsylvanians drink this stuff.
Sensing a recurring pattern here. And it looks like the two of them are sitting in folding chairs in a lake, and they have a box of Twisted Teas between them, and they're toasting each other.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? That's nice.
That's fun.
That's what we should do.
It's good stuff. Let's toast.
Clink.
We can't toast.
Here, I'll get us.
Because I'm lying on the floor.
Then I've got Gabe K, last name redacted.
Gabe Kapler?
Gabe.
Oh, no.
Maybe Kapler.
Is it in Philadelphia? Is he managing the Phillies?
He is in West Bend, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
And this man is playing wiffle ball. But because this is a Twisted Tea bottle, can you guess how Twisted Tea ties into this?
And does the bat have labels on it?
The tea is made out of cans of Twisted Tea.
Oh, man. It's reinventing the wheel there.
This is a pretty special set right here. I think I'm going to keep these and try to sell them on Etsy. This is keen.
How many more songs we got?
One.
One.
I can do one more.
Yeah, one more and we'll...
I can rally.
We'll all die. Oh, I've got another bottle. These fucking jokers. Patrick, Tim, John, and Cody... from Rochester, New York. Sun's out, guns out. One of them's wearing a Confederate colonel hat. And they're gathered around a sandbox full of Twisted Teas. Including a really half-ass wizard staff.
Is it?
Yeah, it's that one.
Is it that one?
Whoa.
The way you described it, I was like, wait a minute. I've seen that
I know those guys.
Stupid sons of bitches. This is not good.
Are we going to guess the number of stuff?
Oh, yeah. We got to do that.
Do you have a count?
No.
Hey, Mitch. Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Bringing it back. I'm so fucking... I hate this. This is the worst fucking thing I've ever done. Jesus.
Clerical error. Supreme.
Papers flying.
And you want to be my accountant.
All right, who's got their guesses?
37 35 38.
Shrimp scampi, we got a hit. We got a winner. We have got a winner.
When you say a hit, someone got it on
shrimp
the nose?
Shrimp scampi, someone's getting a dinner.
No, oh my God.
No. We've got a winner.
What is it?
It's coming in. His name starts with a T, but his last starts with an N.
Oh, oh no.
Tyler.
It's your boy. Oh, I get to hand out a whole twisted
tea. Tyler. Whole tea. To this one is of my incredible.
There a was, whole new tea?
There was yeah. 35
fresh one.
Thunders and Thunderstruck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I looked that up before I got here.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Hang on. All right, what we got here? So we got Tanner's had five, working on six. Had to be, only had four working on five. So it looks like I should give it to Tanner.
Oh,
knew that it was coming.
Brutal. Brutal.
I award Tanner one twisted tea.
You're going to wake up on fire someday.
I hope so.
They're all just starting to attack my central nervous system right now. Like I might have pissed my pants and I'm not sure.
No, dude, you're good.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
Somebody come feel and let me know.
So I gotta you're do good. This. I gotta do this right now.
Well, yeah,
I'm gonna puke if I have to chug one right now. I can tell you that. I know my body pretty damn well.
Well, if he dies, he dies.
If he pukes, he pukes.
Get me a bucket.
What this is called the toilet.
Oh, so I'm supposed to sit here and chug it and then run to the toilet and puke.
Yeah, come on.
Get him a bucket, because if he pukes on air, that'll be the funniest thing ever.
I don't know where the buckets are at.
Dude, get him the trash can, man.
It's
happening. Take the bag out. Put some water in the bottom so the puke doesn't
put some kitty
it.
Litter in the bottom.
I'll clean it out.
Has accepted his fate.
This is
look,
funny.
Man, I'll clean it up later. It's cool.
I don't expect anybody else to clean up my puke.
Let's just get it over with.
Which, Tyler, this is an amazing story for you.
Yeah.
So, camp. You'll come out this summer.
Oh, great. Yeah.
We were out there one night, and Tanner was drinking Crown Roos from the plastic handle, and he got super deep into it, and by the time late at night hit, he was just being the biggest drunk dickhead ever. He was throwing cups at people. Rory got mad.
Rory got real mad.
Rory got super mad and engineered Tanner's demise. We go up to go to sleep, and Tanner's just so drunk that within 10 minutes of all of us like trying to pass out, you just hear him stumbling in the dark. Gets halfway down the staircase, and you just hear the telltale sound of the pistol going off.
The puke pistol.
I puked on the stairs.
And I came out and I was like, Tanner, you all right, man? I turned the light on. And there was just an ocean of vomit. And I'm like, you gonna take care of that? And Tanner goes, I don't know about that there, buddy.
Oh, man.
This all is right, incredible.
Here we go. Hold on. Oh.
I love the bucket. It smells like onions and garlic, my two favorite things.
You definitely won't.
It's gonna make
now.
This so much more bearable.
The scent of twisted tea, onions, and garlic.
It's incentive not to puke.
Also, it's a telltale sign of what I've been doing.
They also puking? Disgust me.
Chopping onions and garlic. Oh, here's your straw, sir.
Chug it through the straw.
The next 20 minutes of the podcast. I've never seen this done. Is this snorkeling? Is that what you're doing? Never seen this done. This is my
You've
first
never
time.
Seen the snorks?
No. I fucked a snork
on Boomerang?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good reference, but I'm not going to give it to him because he's signed my death warrant.
He zapped you. Well,
you can do it, man.
Good point, McKinley.
He's lining it up.
He's accepting it. He's moving through Maslow's. Nope, that's the hierarchy.
That's
shit. That's not what I meant.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, with his new hit single, Chugging Twisted Tea, Tanner Siebel.
So hot right now.
It's my life and I chug things my way.
There he goes.
An inspiration. Oh, he's going to lose it.
Wow, look at the power behind that. It hidden in the beard.
Strong he's legs. Really found his rhythm.
Wow, he really is putting that away.
He's a man.
Hammering it.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Clank that on the table so we can all hear
like
it.
A champ.
Yeah. Wow. I did not respect you before this, but now I do.
Just...
And there he is.
There he is.
He earned that sip of water.
Get some water, boy.
Tell everyone at home how you feel, Tanner.
Sum it up. At a loss for words.
This is bad.
He can't talk. He lost the ability to talk. Or open his eyes. Or sit up straight. Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, my God. He just vomited.
He's losing it. Oh. He's ralping.
Oh my God! I didn't see it.
The man called his shot.
He called his shot.
My God, Tanner Hasebo has called his shot.
Oh my God! I don't know.
Oh no! He's filling it up.
I'm sorry, Tanner.
Tanner.
Oh my God! Not all heroes wear capes.
Oh my God!
Oh shit!
The only thing decent we're doing right now is not filming him vomit.
Not yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you...
That's at least 3 gallons so far. Breathe through your nose.
God damn you, Twisted Tea. You're tearing this podcast apart.
This man is a warrior.
I can't believe we all just watched someone puke in front of us, and we're all completely fine.
Didn't even move.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Oh,
garbage.
Oh, time to drink more.
Tanner, get in here. It's time for the next song, bro.
Oh, this is hell. We're in hell.
This is it, man.
I can't fucking reach it. Oh, fuck. I can't either.
It's all right, man.
I mean, I probably could, but I don't want
to. It's a good downbeat.
Holy shit.
Tanner's a real one.
Lord. He's a champ. He's
Say what you want about Tanner and Sebo, but he's a real one.
He's a goddamn champ. Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
He did that one night. Text me, he's like, yeah, I just threw up in the Manhattan's bathroom. I sent him that song in response. Oh, Jesus.
Good Lord.
This seems like a good time for a Mitch Rogers if there is one.
Oh, boy. Actually, I've been meaning to bring things up. We had, I think it was in 2017, I don't know, maybe 2018, we had a couple porn stars die on us.
Did?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
August Ames took her own life, and I'm not sure what happened, but Shyla Stiles is dead.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Quick porn star update for everyone. I know you're all
those are dead porn stars. Recurring segment.
Yeah, I like to think of this Skimbo Lounge number 50 as the night after WrestleMania.
Oh.
It's the crowds are wild. You never know what they'll do. You never know what you'll see. Who's
Hey, look who it is.
It's hey. Tanner.
Tanner's alive.
Looks like he's doing all right.
Fresh as a daisy.
He's probably feeling
Sorry
good.
Sorry about that, guys.
Probably feeling pretty good.
And
I'll
we're
clean,
back.
I'll clean the rest of that out. Don't
That's
worry.
Fine. It's time to drink again.
I put it outside.
It's time for another song.
Okay.
I've sent you all Snapchats of the moments before the vomiting.
Thank you. Can you hand me another Twisted Tea, please? I like the taste.
I did not put it go. On the story, Tanner.
Thank you.
Select.
Thank you
Select.
For that.
Select.
All right, get you some water, boys. This one's going to suck.
That's true.
Oh, now I forgot. I don't think I sent it to Mr. Burns.
Darn.
Darn.
I don't know. Don't what? Look at me like I'm going to be some voice Darn. Of sympathy.
Oh.
You didn't send it. What are you talking about?
He's fooling around.
Can I give you guys a little life lesson? Before you know you're about to drink a bunch of Twisted Teas, I wouldn't suggest going to McDonald's.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I did the exact opposite and haven't eaten since like 8 a.m., so. Not going to be good for me either.
Well.
All right, let's do this last song.
Let's
do it. One
more song.
It's the hardest I've puked in like years.
It was propulsive.
Oh.
Aren't you glad I told you to get the bucket?
Thank you. Yes, actually.
That would have been wild.
Dude, I thought he was just taking a knee for a minute. I forgot that bucket was even there. And then I just heard, blah.
Yeah, I knew what was going to happen.
He knew it.
Babe Ruth, he called the shot.
Called the shot. Yeah.
He pointed at the field bleachers and he puked on shot. He puked on them all.
I repeat.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, shit.
So is this every time he says all right or every time they say hey, yeah?
Both.
Both?
I don't know. I thought I would have assumed it was just hey.
We won't drink until the end if it's all right.
Hey, yeah, it's hey, yeah.
It's both.
Yeah, it's both.
It's both?
Yeah.
So it's hey, yeah, and all right?
Yeah, I was just saying hey, yeah. But
all right.
Overwhelming poll.
You think you got it?
Okay. Hey, Mitch. I washed myself, don't worry. My mustache hair is just falling out.
And what makes, and what makes.
Love, etc.
Oh, whyo, whyo.
I'm not happy here.
All right. It's 15 or 16. Snuck a last one in there.
Who let the dogs
out? Not again.
All right.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh, you got them tallied?
No. This one's. I don't even trust myself. I'm gonna look this one up real quick.
That's another way of saying you fucked up somewhere along there.
I think so. Yeah.
I practiced a little something called radical candor, and, well, I fucked up.
True. This has been...
brutalizing?
The worst thing.
Y'all are brutalizing me.
This is the worst thing I've ever done.
Tell me about it, stud.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I got...
Oh my
again. See?
I feel like $8 right now. Oh my God. We're going to come back here and bring that blue. We always.
Nothing will ever beat the time I was at a karaoke bar with my roommate and her boyfriend. And the boyfriend was passed out at our table. The girlfriend got up with a pitcher of beer and sang Forever in Blue Jeans, got halfway through it, and vomited into the pitcher. Forever in Blue Jeans.
Was it at the place I think it was at?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were so anal about you not resting your beer anywhere near their equipment.
They didn't say nothing about puking in
it. Yeah, puke though, fine. Bodily fluids, fine.
Were you there the night somebody released pepper spray into the air?
No. What a deviant.
Somebody just took fucking mace and sprayed it in the air and everyone's just dying in the karaoke room.
No, I was there when a lot of tame stuff happened.
You were with me the time the guy fell out of the bathroom with his gun. But we've talked about that.
But that was a different bar also.
That's true.
But yes.
We've talked about that.
The scrum over the gun.
Gun scrum.
Yeah.
You figure out the answer to life's questions. Working on it. See, I don't know if they're going to count the fade-out ones. This isn't going to be good as a manual count. Maybe we should do it again.
Okay. Rewind it.
Okay.
You know what to do. Focus on the fucking counting. Sorry. I wasn't a bit for you to jump in on. You asshole.
You can't not jump in on that part.
All right, fine. That's fair. That's my bad. Nobody but Mitch participate in bits until Mitch gets the stuff counted. Here on forward.
Caroline.
Clutch having the straw here, though.
Yeah.
That made my death much more swift and painless.
Yeah. Suicide is painless. Wasn't that the MASH theme song?
Yes. Matchbox 20.
MASH. Mesh Bus 20.
Your best.
Happiness in your asshole.
Go see the damn movie, people.
Super Troopers 2. Prove the haters wrong.
Okay. What's going on with the paper over here?
We got all Rutland Mitch here.
A lot of stuff.
This is just dragging everything out so much longer.
Hold on. 1 minute, sir.
No, you've had 90 minutes.
Mitch. You gonna make me do ASMR for the people?
Ass what?
I've got ass mark too. I'm not gonna chew into the mic, don't worry.
Okay.
ASMR would be more like this.
I'm relaxed.
Does that give you little tingles in the back of your neck?
Is that some dude tapping his fingers on a twisted tea bottle? Oh, now he's blowing across. Yeah,
no, I've heard this song before. I think this is a Sting cover.
It's a Southern Cross, you fucking asshole.
Whoa.
Get some culture in your life.
This is a weird one.
Yeah, that's a good
when
ASMR.
When you see the Southern Cross for the first time.
I'm not relaxed anymore.
One time on an old podcast that Rory and I used to do, I did like a guided meditation, and then right at the end of it, I screamed as loud as I could into the microphone until it spiked the audio. We got a lot of complaints about it.
That's fucked up.
Because he and I were working for a website at that point, and when I mean working, I don't mean getting any money for it.
Volunteering.
Internship.
Donating our time.
Yes.
We ready?
Yeah.
For what?
To make our guesses?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go, dude.
You got it? You got the number? You got it? Okay.
What song did we just do?
Southern Cross. It's fucking,
Oh, man.
I can see so much clearer since I emptied my guts into the trash can. I'm not going first.
I'm not going first either.
So.
That's fucked up.
You got it right last time.
So? So yeah. I should get to go last?
No, it's not.
Make it take it, baby.
No.
All right, hey, yeah, I'm going to say,
hey, yeah, he's going to say,
60. 60 hey, yeahs.
It says 60.
Is it hey, yeahs plus all rights or just
yeah, hey, it's hey, yeahs mm-hmm. plus all rights.
I'm going to say, yeah, 60. I'm going to stick with 60.
I think 60 is a good number.
Thanks.
I'm picking last because I puked.
That's fair.
Dealer's rule.
That's more than fair. I'm going to say...
In the bylaws.
I'm going to say... 41.
Ooh, man. That's low.
I think it's... I'm going to say 49.
What is it, Mitch?
Beankeeper Mitch?
Beankeeper? If we get another hit, I'm going to freak out.
Do we have a hit?
He's looking between you and me. It's one of us.
I see. It looks like he might be circling something.
He's building it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Thanksgiving, we get ready to get served. It's dinner time.
Oh, no.
What?
The winner of this.
Oh, my God.
Last name? Oh, wait. I don't know what I'm saying. Hold on. Their name? Their name? Oh, I don't know how to say this.
Dude, who won?
Both of them have different names. One's a first, one's a last. They both start with A's.
So it's between the two of us like we already knew.
All right.
But the winner starts with it. It's Alex Koch, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Did I get it on the nose?
Da, da, da,
41.
Da. Tanner, you better go clean your bucket out, man.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I think, in all fairness, it's got to be you, man.
You Tyler. Nailed. You, he got the number right?
He got it.
Oh, no way.
It's unreal.
Tanner took his lumps. I gotta put it on you.
I'm going to do it outside or some shit.
So there you go. You want to use the same straw? Yeah, sure. My mouth didn't ever go on it.
Complimentary bucket?
I'm just going to go outside.
All right, so.
All right.
We're gonna let's close this baby out. Tyler's going to go outside and do this. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on what's easily been the grossest podcast or anything I've ever been a part of.
This is a waste of time.
I now know what it feels like to like really feel like shit, though, because yeah. I felt probably the worst I've felt in years, and then I had to chug one of these, and it made it all go away. A painful couple minutes in there in the interim. But
this took years off my life.
As soon as I rinsed my face off in the sink and wiped all the stuff off with the
waters of Lake Minnetonka,
some toilet paper, I came out of that bathroom a new man. So thank you, everybody.
We did it.
Koch has got to chug one too, so all three of us chug.
Yeah, I don't think that's the rules, whoa. My friend. Yeah, quick to hand them out, not quick to take them.
It's
eh?
Fun. I'm gonna take mine.
Dump this full one out on the lawn and kill the plants. That's my plan.
I think we might have to finish the ones that we opened.
Yeah, it's still part of the game. You gotta finish that.
So then, is there more pod to do, or are we doing this off air?
We're going off air. He's gonna chug it. We're gonna go outside and sip and watch him watch it happen. We thank you so much for sticking with us through 50 episodes of the Skimbo Lounge, culminating in this, I don't even know what you'd call it, a car accident? I don't know.
Mental bloodletting?
Yeah, follow
cancer.
Us.
Emotional blanket party?
Follow
emotional
us.
Abuse.
Like us. Subscribe. All that stuff.
We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Skimbo Lounge.
SoundCloud
Skim
also.
Skim Milk. B.O. You smell bad.
Yeah.
Skimbo Lounge.
Skimbo. Get rid of the L.
SoundCloud. You know, we're there.
Yeah. We did it. I hope people are happy.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm very upset. I'm beside myself. And because of that, I got an extra special one tonight. Go. Yourselves. Good night. Fuck you.